think about her coma, frozen in the moment. You can have the biggest click, but you gon' die alone. Clues down my throat, rules that I broke. All these quotes that I wrote and never cared to vote. What good is all the wealth on yourself? I give you back the money just to get my help. All the rifles on the block be fully automatic. Kids dying in the projects while we living lavish. Welfare cheese in the pigeon
feed. Another lazy weekend in the books, man. Welcome back to Dumpster Juice Radio. BA, we got a bit of somber news to start the day off with, man. Darryl Drake, the receivers coach. 62 years old.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Passes away.
Don't know who he was.
That's sad, man. Say coach for the Cardinals and coach for the Eagles in the past. This is his second year for y'all.
I ain't never seen his face.
Sad. Mm-hmm. Either way, though, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Life. Circle of life. Happens every single day. Unfortunate when it happens, middle of camp right here. Or anytime. What's up with the helmets, man? What's going on? AB say he going to walk away. He going to throw the contract away. Just ride out in the sunset. They don't let him play with his shut helmet. He don't want that right there. He want to play with a shut.
Well, guess what? I'm glad we don't have to deal with the drama no more.
Just anything. As long as he's out your building, huh, B.A.?
As long as he ain't over here toward the Steelers. And that just, that's the reason why we let him go.
He ain't the only one, Brady. There's a couple of prominent guys that want to wear their own helmet.
Yeah, but let them wear their own helmet. Do whatever you do. Just keep the drama away from the Steelers.
Yeah. I don't understand the NFL's rule on that. How can the NFL rule on something and y'all haven't done anything about concussions or injuries and stuff in the past for the last, 100 years? This is the 100-year season, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, why now? Does that make any sense?
Nah.
If a guy's putting his body on the line, I don't care what type of helmet you get.
Let him be comfortable with his
helmet. Let him be comfortable with his helmet. He said he's worn that same helmet his entire career. The same helmet. Why would he want to change? I get that.
Yeah, but we don't need the drama. I don't care nothing about all that. Save the drama for the Raiders.
Let them have it, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, because Tom Brady's the biggest name in the league, and he's wanting to wear his own helmet, too.
Well, that don't make it no less drama. Do you think it make it more or less drama because Tom Brady won it?
No, not at all. Not at all. Is he gonna
don't you think he a prima donna too?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, then.
Most definitely. And whichever way he decides to go is probably the way the league decides to go.
Now, there you go. Now, that's the only question.
If he puts up a gripe, I think the league falls back. But if he don't, AB just going to be stuck out there by himself. But I think he's a little crazy for saying that he's going to walk away from that type of money. He got, $30 million guaranteed over the next 2 years?
Ain't a snowball chance in hell.
Is he just woofing, B.A.?
Man, he bluffing like his chest poked out so far. All you got to do is stick a pin in him and let the air out of him.
No chance of this being real, huh?
Oh, no.
Look, he got a little time because his feet messed up anyway. That's why he acting like he away from camp.
Oh, yeah.
He can't go. That's all it is.
Yeah.
He can't go because he got them leather feet, them soggy bottom feet right now. If his feet was healthy, would he be saying this? Would he be away from camp?
I don't know, but it'll be some drama. If it wasn't that drama, it'll be something
else. He'll dig something up, huh?
Yeah, man. Nobody got time for that.
Speaking of drama, man, the NBA, the NCAA, not the NBA, NCAA, come up with the Rich Paul rule. You got to have a 4-year degree to represent players that want to test the waters of the NBA. That makes no sense. Why do you need a 4-year degree to do your job?
Yeah, they're just trying to make it difficult for the blacks that don't have a four-year degree.
And like Rich Paul even responded and said that you're trying to ostracize a group of people that have no resources or no desire to obtain a 4-year college degree. What's the point?
Don't make sense. Because if he wanted a 4-year degree,
don't you think
he can get one?
Absolutely.
Don't you think he can go out and buy one?
He can buy one.
He ain't got to even go do it. He can go.
Shaq's a doctor. I mean, put that in perspective.
Right. And we all know Shaq ain't no doctor or nothing. But basketball.
That's it. The crazy thing about it is you're asking a guy that represents a guy to have a 4-year degree for a player that went 1 year of college. Please explain that to me.
That'll be just like saying LeBron, you don't have no stakes in this after your career of the NBA.
You can't do nothing with basketball all costs. Yeah, you didn't go to college.
Because the 20 years you've been unplayed don't mean nothing.
That's crazy, man.
Don't even make sense.
Doesn't make sense. The Rich Paul rule, and the same thing, because he had the kid, what was it, Marvin Bagley, I want to say? No, not Bagley. Bagley just withdrew from Team USA, the 90th player that withdrew. So he was on my mind. The Baisley kid. The kid didn't go to college. He got $1 million deal to work with New Balance. And so the NCAA was mad about that.
Okay. Well, they're going to keep getting mad because there's going to be a lot more doing it.
Listen, I don't think any player that's going to be a lottery pick, this is me saying it. I love watching them. I don't think they should go to college because you risk injury.
Yeah, go ahead and make that little money beforehand. Set yourself up for when you do get in the NBA.
How much money did Sports Illustrated, ESPN, Fox News, TS1, how much money did all these people make off of Zion Williamson going to Duke? A ton, right?
A lot.
A ton.
Yes, sir.
You can look across the board and say that Zion Williamson's 1 year in Duke generated $1 billion.
Right.
In different industries, different products, different all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't due. Now, I hope he got some backroom deals on a lot of this stuff. I hope he did. NCAA, yeah. I'm saying it. I hope he got a way to get paid out of that situation. I hope his parents are sitting comfortably already prior to the money that he's going to get, that he just got now.
Yeah.
Because he earned them so much money just by going to Duke that 1 year. Tell me why he couldn't go to Europe over there and make $5 million last year.
Right. And be a grown man instead of being a child over here.
And develop in a professional atmosphere as opposed to going to Duke.
Yeah, it would have been beneficial to his career probably.
Honestly, okay, Duke is the top. Duke, Kentucky, those big schools, all that stuff. I mean, it's awesome. I love watching every year. I love March Madness. I love the whole aspect of the amateur thing. I get all that. But from a business perspective, what's the point of going to Duke when you could go to somewhere in China and pick up $4-5 million?
Well, that sounds about right.
Which one? I mean, business-wise, what do you do?
It don't make sense to play over here.
Why are you playing over here?
I mean,
just for the pride?
Because that's what's ain't normal? Nobody really stuck their neck out to do it.
They got to stop doing it, man.
Yeah, that's what happened. Need to happen. If you're going to go 1 year of college, don't even waste your time and go to 1 year.
Get paid.
You're not getting nothing out of that.
Get paid.
It might as well be 1 year of professional basketball to get used to professional basketball.
There you go. So even your boy, I don't know if I read that story all the way, but I heard some rumblings on the radio and then saw some stuff on it. Not going to mention his name, but a guy suggested that these players should just start going to these HBCUs, these historically black colleges, playing your 1 year.
And you build the money up over there.
That's the best thing. I've been thinking that and saying that to myself for the last however long. Go to these black colleges, force the bigger schools to pay to play those black colleges, put money into those black colleges, and on top of that, you're doing the same thing.
Cornering the market.
Cornering the market. So if you're a stud, you go to the black college. And you force the big colleges to come pay to play y'all.
Because
they're doing it football all day long.
But they're going to do it.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
Because they want to be seen.
They want the publicity of who you're going to be in.
They want all that.
Because it means dollars to them. Because they're playing on ESPN. They're playing on Fox Sports. They're playing on wherever. You know what I'm saying? So there's no benefit to going.
But if that start happening, some heads are going to roll.
Some heads going to roll.
Because they don't want that to happen.
No. And then you know what they're going to start doing? You're going to start seeing a lot of other ethnic administrators show up at these black schools.
Yeah.
They ain't going to be in it no matter what. Uh-huh. But my thing is, they're going to get the money anyway, so why not give it to the Jackson States and the Alcorns and the Southerns and
that really need
Tennessee
Duke,
States.
Duke don't need another facility.
No.
They don't need no more of that.
No.
Probably got the best facility around.
Make it to where Jackson State is sold out when a basketball game is coming up because they got three of the top 10 players in the world on their team.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see that, man. Make it happen, somebody.
They'll make their way in tournament too.
I don't know who to call or what to do. Well, you know, that's kind of what happened. I think it was I watched a documentary on it. It was a school, I want to see Tennessee Westland or somewhere. They won the NCAA championship. You know, all black school.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, no more of that. We're going to start getting these black players over at these predominantly white schools because we can't let, you know.
Because even though you do get all of those kids, like three of the top five, to go to Jackson State, that market still won't be like if it was at Duke.
No, no.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So they feel like they still.
And you know why the market won't be that way?
Why?
Because they don't have the supporting infrastructure. They don't have the dollars. They don't have all the other side gig stuff.
Right.
Which is what, like I say, Zion made $1 billion, or he made companies $1 billion last year by going to Duke, because you got the restaurants, you got the whole everything around every game that he goes to benefits just because he's showing up there. Mm. So you don't have that infrastructure anywhere else. But if you start doing it in 5-10 years down the road, they'll change it and put those infrastructures around these places. They won't want to, but they like money too. So they don't turn a dollar down. They ain't Le'Veon Bell. They want the money.
Yes, sir.
Man, Acuna. Your Braves. Acuna. MVP?
Yeah, I'm thinking more like MVP this year.
I mean, Bellinger and Yelich started off hot and died down a little bit, you know. But yeah. Acuna, man, he's just coming on strong.
Yeah, if he can somehow get 40 home runs.
Somehow? You don't think he's going to hit 7 in the next 40 games?
But what I'm saying, and if he can somehow get them 40 stolen bases, 40-40, he's got to be the MVP.
Man, you know what? You're going to make me go in here and look and check his season numbers, man. I mean, he's just... Man, I hate to say it, but you know he's one of my favorite players in the game, even though he's Brady.
No, we don't want that. We don't want.
Yeah, but you can't say that because I was on him before he came.
It don't matter what you was on. He's not part of y'all team, so don't be rooting for him. Root against him like you do LeBron.
Man, I like Acuna, man.
Nope.
I like Acuna. I can name you the Braves that I have liked over the years, man.
And I hope it's zero.
I can name you the Braves. And what's his name? Francisco Cabrera is not one of them.
Yeah.
I've liked David Justice.
No, we don't want you liking none of them.
I have liked Terry Pendleton.
Man.
And I have liked Gary Sheffield.
Man, I don't want to hear none about that.
And now, Acuna.
No.
That man.
We don't want no parts. We don't want no scrapplers around him.
Acuna, that dude, man. 2019, he has played 119 games, so that means he's got 43 games left. 553 plate appearances. 487 official bats. Been hit 8 times. The kid has a .298 average. His average has jumped over the last 2 weeks. .298. OBP 378, slugging 538, OPS is 916, which is the big number they want to look at now. 33 home runs, 145 hits, 16 doubles, 1 triple, scored 99 runs, 80 RBI, walked 55 times, has stole 28 bases.
13 more bases.
Golly, 12.
12 more bases with
how many? 7 more home runs.
Seven,
and he's got 43 games to go.
And that's the chase. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I'm going to get behind you with this, man. I'm rooting for Acuna, man, to get 40-40.
He going to get it. Because he said every time he get on, he is running.
Man. He can fly. But he hitting too many home runs and steal bases.
Yeah.
Kill the ball, man. Go and get that 40-40, man. Can you name all the 40-40 guys, man?
One. What a name. Jose Canseco.
First one, Jose Canseco. Bobby Bonds had 3 opportunities to do it and fell 1 short in each category. Crazy. But Jose Canseco.
I only know him.
Man, that used to be my guy, too. Jose Canseco. Then you got Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds did it.
Yep.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was 30-30.
No, Barry Bonds did.
No. I thought Jose Canseco was the only one did 40-40.
Jose Canseco was the first. Barry Bonds had a 40-40 season. And I'm going to look it up right now. Before I look it up, I'm trying to name them. You got... Did Alfonso Soriano complete the 40-40?
I don't remember nobody but Jose Canseco.
Okay, Canseco.
I don't even remember Barry Bonds doing it.
Barry Bonds. Alex Rodriguez. Did he do it?
Oh, you just making up stuff now. I don't know. Google it.
Soriano was close, or did he not? Did he, I think he fell a home run short. Didn't he hit the wall or something like that?
I don't know.
And, golly. Let's see. Canseco. I'm going Canseco, Bonds, A-Rod. Canseco, Bonds.
Griffey didn't do it?
No. He don't steal no bases.
Griffey, you steal bases early in his career. Come on.
Griffey never ran like Bonds. I had this argument down pat when we used to argue when we was kids.
Yeah.
Me and the rest of the whole entire school, because y'all was all on Ken Griffey.
Yeah, but he was a better player at the time.
Here we go, man.
At that time, he was way better than Barry Bonds.
Man was not no better.
Barry Bonds' head got big and then got real good.
That ain't no argument, man. That's not even an argument, B.A. Let that go.
He had a his head started.
Let that go. I was right. All y'all were wrong. Barry Bonds was the best hitter we've seen in this lifetime.
At that time, Griffey was a better player.
He was more excited.
Way more defensively better. And then just as equal on offense.
Bonds a gold glover. What you talking about?
Yeah, but he was a gold glover without making spectacular catches. Because he wasn't making them. In left field, no. Griffey was all off that wall. Man. I ain't never seen Barry Bonds make a wall catch.
Man, that man, cut the, he had the, he run the ball down, took good angles, made good throws.
Yeah, he was solid.
Man, he's good. Better but than
he
solid.
He wasn't saving no runs every night.
All right, we got Jose Canseco, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez. I can't even recall, so I'm going to go ahead and throw Alfonso Soriano in there. And it seems like somebody here recently that I'm missing. Let's look it up, man. Who are the 40-40 people? Man, I got it pulled up here. All right, baseball's 40-40 club. On September 23rd, 1988, I still remember it, an all-time plateau was reached by Jose Canseco, first 40-40 guy. So Jose Canseco in 1988, 10 years later, Alex Rodriguez playing for the Mariners. A-Rod was a bad boy.
But did he win MVP that year?
A-Rod? No.
They didn't win the MVP that year?
I don't believe so. 1998? No, that would have been a... 98 would have been a Sammy Sosa or a Mark McGwire year.
Oh, okay.
That's when the home run chase was going on. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was at La Tech. I can recall that. I recall watching every game and ready to kill somebody if I missed a game. 1996, Barry Bonds. I can still remember where he stole the base to... finish it off. I think he sold it in San Diego. And in 2006, Alfonso Soriano. So it's been done four times in the history of the game. Jose Canseco, Alex Rodriguez, Barry Bonds, Alfonso Soriano, and I am proud of myself for actually putting those four names together. Yeah, I promise you I didn't look and cheat.
Yeah, because you Googled it before you come over here.
No, I didn't, man. I promise you I didn't. That's why I didn't. I wasn't sure about Soriano.
But it ain't hard.
I wasn't sure about
it. It ain't hard to figure it out.
It ain't before.
No, but I'm saying... it's only so many people that was even capable of
capable of doing it, yeah. And I want to say Soriano, the year before that, missed it by one home run or something like that. Matt Kemp was talking that 50-50 talk, never went 40-40. You never thought about that? He was talking 50-50.
Yeah.
He got paid like it, though.
Yeah, he was a monster then, though.
He got paid like it.
That ball was dangerous back then, though.
That's way off subject.
Yeah, but he slimmed down. That was a slim down Sean Kemp.
Matt Kemp, yeah.
Matt Kemp.
Man, you know something I was thinking about the other day? And I know we'd be all over the place, man. We can't stay on subject or nothing. But a player that I used to love watching hit, I used to love watching him just play. But, I mean, his swing, to me, I used to like watching his swing. I'm going to say this, and you're going to frown when I say it. But, and then the dude was a dominant for a little space there. Then he went into a slump towards the end of his career. Sean Green. Remember him?
Yeah.
That boy was dangerous, man.
Yeah, he was good for a few years.
Yeah, a good little 2 or 3 year run there, didn't
he? Diamondbacks and the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays. I liked him with them Jays, man. God, that dude was tough. I used to like to watch him hit. The reason why I liked to watch him hit was because, you know how some hitters could miss swing and get a hit out of something? Man, that dude used to square it up when he hit it. You hear me?
Yeah, but he still didn't have no pretty swing than John Olerud.
I ain't say he had a prettier swing. I'm just saying that man, when he hit one, he squared it up, man.
Yeah, but
he really squared it up when he hit it. Just was on my mind the other day. I was thinking about that randomly, man. I said, I wonder what happened to him. And you remember all that controversy with him when he wasn't producing and just kind of pushed him out the league?
Yeah.
Got him on out of there, man. Football. Preseason. I know you watched the Steelers. You say you weren't, but I know you watched
them. No, I ain't watching.
You watched the highlights?
Nope. Didn't watch no highlights.
Man, you watched the highlights, man. No, stop it, man.
I don't watch preseason. Preseason is...
You watched the highlights because they're on TV. You had no choice.
No.
Cut it out.
Listen, it's false hope. Preseason is false hope either way.
Yeah, true, but...
Don't watch it. I watched week 3. I told you that.
I got you, but you saw the highlights, so quit playing like
no, that. No, I didn't see no highlights.
You ain't watched SportsCenter in 4 or 5 days?
No.
Stop it.
I ain't seen none.
Man, come on, man. You seeing what they doing with the Braves. You trying to figure out what you're going to do with the bullpen.
I'm watching the Braves game.
I know you watching the game, but then you watching the highlights too.
No.
And your bullpen still shot.
Yeah, but it don't matter. We still in first place.
I'm going to say them Phillies. Well, we just knocked them off. Man, we played a good game yesterday. Last 2 days, 1-2 in a row.
Them Phillies are in third or fourth. They in fourth place.
Yeah, they back. But y'all ain't going nowhere.
What you mean?
Y'all ain't running away with that division.
We ain't trying to. We trying to win it.
Y'all ain't running away with it, man. And that bullpen is gonna hurt y'all down the stretch. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, it might. It's hurt.
It's gonna hurt y'all.
It is hurting us down the stretch right now.
God, I'm talking about down the nitty gritty. When 20 games to go, that bullpen gonna get y'all, man.
No,
it's gonna get you, man.
Nope.
Did them trades and all that?
Gotta pitch better.
Can't pitch no worse.
Can't pitch no worse.
Everything from here is looking up, huh, man?
Yep.
Man, it's gonna catch up with y'all, man. It really, honestly is.
Let's see what we got.
It is going to catch up with y'all.
Man, we 6.5 games up. And you talking about we 6.5 games up.
Hey, oh, you say you went and jumped on and look? I know that right now. I just heard it yesterday.
But who going to catch us? The Mets?
Mets.
You think? Oh, you on the Mets again? No, you on the Mets
no,
now?
We both look dumb like everybody else.
No.
Man, we bashed the Mets. And the Mets are smarter than us, man.
Mets ain't smarter than nobody. They going to make a run and feeds out just like I told you. Them Twins were going to blow that lead they had.
I swear. The Twins.
Man. I know they couldn't sustain that.
Twins. Man, what y'all doing? They not pitching.
Yeah.
They not pitching. They still scoring runs. They not pitching. But the Mets, if you think about it, they held on to their starters. They dangled them out there. Trying to expose other teams. And
they didn't want to trade.
They didn't want to trade none of
them. They wanted a ridiculous offer.
And then they went and got Stroman to help beef
but
up the rotation.
But they wanted a ridiculous offer to move something.
Yeah, they didn't want to trade because it went from, oh, Wheeler on the block to we'll listen to offers for Wheeler.
You can't trade Wheeler?
But we're going to Syndergaard's on the block, but we'll listen to offers. Like, they didn't want to do nothing, man. So I was upset at my Giants for not trying to go get one of them. But, like you said, they wanted...
And y'all had a sense of false hope, too.
Y'all, well...
Y'all made a little burst right before the deadline when y'all should have ignored that and went on to trade them pieces. You might have been better off without them.
Down the run, but you got to try to win one for you, Bruce on his way out. You got to try to keep him competitive.
He done got his championship. Get on out of here.
Man, listen. We ain't there yet. We ain't there yet. Now, we didn't fell back under 500, but
y'all
we're not
got
dead.
1 foot in the graveyard and 1 on the banana peel.
Either way you look at it, we're in bad shape, man.
Y'all in trouble.
1 foot in the graveyard and the other foot banana peel. So we're not standing on solid ground, huh?
Yeah, y'all in trouble. But you want to talk about the Braves? Or if we would have had a bullpen, this division race would have been over.
Yeah. Y'all be up 12, 20 games.
Yeah. We'd be up 12 games. Because
y'all have blown 6 games in the last.
We blew a 4-run lead in the ninth the other day.
Yeah.
Not a 1-run, 2-run.
A non-save situation you blew.
A 4-run lead.
It's crazy, man.
Every hand that we get can't get out. Pressure, dog. It's the pressure.
Man, Will Smith for us, though. Like,
because ain't no pressure. I can't believe
a team like y'all didn't make a real push to go get him.
But y'all ain't got no pressure. Y'all trash.
I mean,
when you expected to win and you go close for that team, that's big.
I'm telling you, dude ain't got no fear. Every day.
Man, listen.
He ain't got no fear, man. He ain't got no fear. He closing games, buddy. He closing games, man. And I like that. He ain't worried about who you are. Bryce Harper, come on up here and get this. Hollage.
Yeah.
Big Hoskins. Big, strong country mule. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Come on, get this. He don't care, man. He going right at you. I love it. Man, I was watching the highlights on the Kansas City Chiefs. And preseason, like you said, is false hope and all that. But, man, I think they got too many weapons.
Ain't no way.
I think they got too many weapons, man.
They ain't got no running back.
Man, why they don't?
Who the running back?
Who need to run?
You got to have a running back to win in the
playoffs. Yeah, swing out in them flats out there to be a check down.
You got to have a running back to win in the playoffs.
Man, golly, man. That dude they brought in last year, the dude that finished up the season last year in the playoff games, he went for 100 in them playoff games, each one of them.
Oh, yeah?
Because you got to be so – you got to protect the pass. You got to be – you can't get in that box on them boys, man. Jesus, man, I don't know, man. It's just – I never see teams that have to be a flash in the pan – the next year they have all this high expectation, then they fall flat. But man, they really got they loaded, man.
Yeah,
they loaded. I don't know how they're gonna hold up on the defensive side of the ball, but they definitely loaded, man. Definitely loaded. Your Steelers, y'all's wide receiver core. What you think they gonna hold up, man?
That's our strength.
I mean, but that's a lot of young guys, man.
It's time. Santonio and High Ward, all them were young at one time.
Yeah, but they came in. High Ward was 98 years old for the longest, so he was a vet all that time.
But it don't matter.
He had Randall L. for a long time. But quality, you know, guys that earned and cut their teeth in the league for a long time.
It's either you're going to catch the ball or you're going to get out the league. Or you're going to be out the lineup. So Big Ben going to get it.
Give you the opportunity.
He gonna give them the ball. Now they gonna have to catch with somebody on them. Now you gotta get all that up, catching in traffic. That's all.
So you feel you gonna be okay with the young receivers out there?
Yeah, we'll be all right with them. And I'm gonna tell you who's gonna have a breakout year.
Washington. I already know you coming going with him.
Yeah, he got in the games last year. He missed his opportunity. Then he come back and make a play, but
they kind of extended him in this first game. I went back because, you know, they played the Bucks, so I obviously was checking out the Bucks, West Sutton, the Steelers. So I watched the replay of the game, and I watched the highlights, and I watched like a lot of the breakdowns of it and whatnot. They got him a little extended look in the thing
because
they said he struggled with the playbook.
They saying that they want him to be the Juju Smith-Schuster.
To break out, to be that the guy taking the spot.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what they want.
So they did it. They extended him. He played.
He needed.
Yeah, he played some
snaps. He needed all the rep.
He got some snaps in, man. How about them Cowboys? Dak Prescott, rumored to have turned down a deal that would pay him $30 million a year.
And you can say that again, rumored. Because I know that ain't true.
It can't be official, huh, man? There's no way.
There's no way he got the balls to turn down $30 million a year.
Man, according to Michael Lombardi of The Athletic, the Mississippi State product turned down a deal that would pay him approximately $30 million per year.
It probably wasn't no guaranteed money, though.
Prescott could become an unrestricted free agent next season under his current contract and is set to pay him $2 million $25,000.
Yeah, see, that's not that Pittsburgh still a contract that we offer Le'Veon Bell. Remember how they were saying, oh, Pittsburgh offer Le'Veon Bell.
But the money went in it. The money went in it.
Guaranteed money went in it.
Right.
So basically, they want him to play year to year. Probably what it is.
Look.
Five breakout players. See? I ain't even watched that.
Yeah, James Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They expect him.
That's what we expecting them too.
So, apparently turns out a deal that would pay him the same numbers that Matt Ryan is making, but there's no official word from the press, from the Cowboys or from Prescott.
Because ain't no guarantees.
Yeah, the parameters couldn't have been there. Of course, it's easy to throw out there and say, hey, this is that, if they have team options for every year. Mm-hmm. To whereas you really don't, you don't even know
live
what your financial future
hype,
is.
Yeah.
You can be cut in a heartbeat. So, that's crazy. Ezekiel Elliott, man. This week or next week, Cowboys get a deal done with it?
Like I say, when you start to panic, it's about that fourth week of the third week of the preseason.
Yeah.
Something got to get done.
I'm thinking, this is week two. So,
next week or the week after, they going to get him on the field before the season starts. There's no way.
Or does the Cowboys and the Chargers drive a hard line or draw a hard line and not sign either one of these guys?
They don't want to do that.
That's crazy, man.
Like, you got to sign the receiver because you gave up your first. So there's no question.
So not signing him, you lose double. You has a double.
And he know he ain't worth no big contract. Because right. Guess what he's saying? He'll play year to year.
He want what he can get.
Yeah, he'll take it.
Because ain't nobody going to jump out there with a 4 or 5 year deal with him for no big time guaranteed money. And I don't think right now. You know?
Now,
if he don't break out year this season.
Not if you don't groom him. There ain't nobody trying to give you that. You got to be a top 2 or 3 player. Like a AB. If you the top of your game, somebody will break out and try to sign you.
Yeah, but this ain't basketball. One flash in the pan season ain't gonna get you paid.
If you just a mediocre receiver,
ain't
nobody finna jump out and give you that long term deal.
Yeah.
Now, I was surprised when New England gave it to that cornerback. But they seen him twice every year.
To my Stephon?
Yeah, but I'm saying I was surprised because that wasn't New England's way of dealing.
Yeah.
They don't usually give somebody something without having them in camp. You know what I'm saying?
They faced that dude and they saw what he do, man.
They saw him two
you
times a
throw
year.
Throw a deep ball on him.
We know he is a juggernaut.
Yeah.
Here he is. Now you can go about your business to Tennessee, sir. And we groom you, Mr. Super Bowl man.
Malcolm Butler, he all right for us.
You get what I'm saying? No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They had him, wouldn't sign him, and you see him every day.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, I don't think the issue is with Butler is Gilmore is his name, right?
Stephon Gilmore.
He's a longer and he faster.
But it don't matter.
But here's the thing. He didn't come with the baggage.
That ain't got nothing to do with it either. Ain't no baggage when you grow him. He ain't what he did. Only thing he did was said a few things.
Yeah, but then, you know,
they ain't did nothing off the field. That's baggage.
Well, you don't know what happened at that team hotel.
But now, indeed, now.
You don't know him showing up late, missing curfew.
Nah, that New England, though. They don't even like to talk.
And he talked. They don't like that.
They don't like to talk.
But it happened before the game, though. You know that? It happened before the game.
He made the coach look bad.
Yeah, he missed curfew.
He made Belichick look bad.
He did.
He made him look bad.
He did.
Because
but
he did not give him the best chance to win.
No, he didn't.
Period, point blank, no matter what way you look at it. He let his personal feelings get in the way of the team.
When that decision was made, he was done.
Yeah.
Period. It was no negotiating.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, in the crafts, they stuck behind Belichick. Belichick made the move, but it was bad for the team. It really was.
It wasn't in the best interest of that team winning that Super Bowl.
Yeah. But Malcolm Butler, you can't show up and miss curfew before the Super Bowl.
And like then lead. Cry
you can't
about
do all that stuff.
Then
can't.
Be on the sideline crying about it.
You
because if it was that serious, you would have been on time.
Nah, if it was that serious, actually the team could have flipped him in that hotel. You know what they could have done to him?
What?
Well, I don't know if that violated the CBA or not. They could have tested him, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I ain't violating no CBA.
If they tested him outside on their own? You show up at the team hotel smelling like marijuana? Drunk? Miss curfew?
Nah, I mean, I get it.
I don't think they could test him because of the CBA. But if they could, I believe they would have.
I just think he started feeling himself.
Nah, he did.
Super Bowl.
He did. With good reason. You got to in football, man.
Nah.
But yeah, if you do something in football, you have to capitalize on it because
it is.
One of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history.
But it was one play.
One of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history.
It was one play, though.
One of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history.
It don't matter. It was one play.
Seen the play, recognized it, shot his gun, got his man.
Yeah, preparation.
Yeah.
Wasn't nothing about skill, nothing. It was being prepared, reading your keys.
Yeah. Threw him in the game right before the play.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the breakdown of that?
Yeah, they say he worked good at that in practice.
Yep, so they threw him in there. They saw that set him in there. But, yeah, the Cowboys, man, y'all, something got to give with that. And Dak Prescott, I don't care what you say. If he turned out a deal worth $30 million, it must have had nothing guaranteed in it.
That's why I know that's what it was.
15, 20. And he supposed to be around, what, that $60 mark? $60 million?
Yeah, he supposed to be.
Carson Wentz?
Yes, sir. He supposed to be balling.
That's sad that this man is sitting here begging for a contract. And then the fans want to be like, these guys ain't loyal to the game, ain't dedicated. Why does your quarterback have to beg for a contract?
He shouldn't.
A quarterback. Give me the last quarterback that had to beg for a contract. Give me a quarterback that had to beg for a contract.
Kirk Cousins.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Kirk Cousins had to beg for
it. They didn't want to pay him, so they franchised him.
Yeah, but.
Twice.
But.
And he bet on himself.
It just ain't got to the point yet.
Yep.
Where they got to franchise him.
He bet on himself. But I don't think that.
They don't even want to franchise.
Dak ain't in that same situation, though. See, Cousins was in a situation over there where they were losing games where he throwing the ball 50 times a game. He getting his numbers, you know what I'm saying? They were losing.
Mm-hmm.
But they were throwing the ball every down.
But you can't blame him for that.
No, he's doing that, but I'm saying he capitalized on what was going on. His production was up because he had more opportunities. He wasn't in no games. Dak gonna have to hand that ball off, you know what I'm saying? So, it's a whole different situation. So, Dak can't bank on that at all. He don't want to play that game because he's going to end up getting screwed. And then you see how Kirk Cousins is working out over there in Minnesota. So, ain't nobody banking on that theory no more, man.
Nah, he trash. Everybody knew he wasn't no. He's just a good, solid quarterback. He
capitalized on his opportunity.
And that's what they all go to do.
So, he turned being franchised and not getting off of the contract.
Into actually making
$120 million guaranteed. Because he got an $84 million deal right now. He had, what, 22, 23?
No, more than that.
More than that? Well, he made 100 plus guaranteed in what, 5 years? Can't beat it. Got some basketball money, didn't he?
Yeah, he got money.
Got some basketball money.
Quarterbacks can do it, though.
Tom Brady put his house up for sale. $39
million. Yeah, I've seen that.
He said don't read too much into that. He said it's just...
Just downsizing?
Just timing. He says house is a bit of an expensive property, so... It ain't going to fly off the market in one day, so you need to go ahead and get it going.
But why are they selling it, though? I mean, that's the thing I'm talking about. They getting a bigger one or they downsizing?
He said don't read too much into it. The one in California he sold to Dr. Dre.
Oh, did?
When Dr. Dre closed that Beats deal, he sold that one to him. The real expensive house he had out there. So, you know, probably downsizing. Smart. Getting ready for retirement. Smart thing to do. What else in football, man? The Bengals, man. The Bengals are a trash team anyway. Any Bengals fans listening to this, they're a trash team. Get all these receivers hurt. Everybody banged up. Gave old boy, what's his name? Boyd, big contract. He the only thing that got healthy over there.
Right.
He the only thing healthy. So is your boy Dez Bryant? You think he's coming back to the league?
It's old.
Over why?
Achilles. He ain't coming back.
Already on the back end, then had an Achilles injury. Yeah. That's a done deal, huh?
That's right.
Over with. Man. Think he'd have made a difference if he played for the Saints last year?
Nope.
Why not?
No route running.
Think he couldn't get open?
He can't get open. He can't get. He don't have the separation. But, he don't run good routes.
In that offense, could he not be a Keyshawn Johnson, a good possession receiver?
But how you? He don't run routes.
Yeah.
It's like Ian Wall. Ian Wall was slow.
He ran the banana routes.
But he ran the perfect routes though.
And being running a good route and being in the right place at the right time will take you a long way.
Yeah.
Better than your talent, better than your speed, because all that.
Because a quarterback throwing to the spot.
They can depend on you to be at that spot. They can depend on you.
Not to the receiver, to the spot.
Yeah. Did you watch Hard Knocks last week?
Not yet.
Still ain't watched it, huh? Mm-hmm. You didn't miss too much on that one. It was uneventful. Hopefully this week's Hard Knocks is a little bit better. Because I expected more out of Chucky and AB and all that stuff. Your boy Theo Riddick, saw him got injured.
Theo Riddick.
Yeah, he got cut from the line.
8 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, he hurt his, fractured his shoulder.
They cut him right after that?
Nah, he's just going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, man.
Oh, I was going to say, dang, I ain't know they could cut you after you get hurt.
Nah. Well, they can't do that. It's called an injury settlement, but.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to do that. Man, Josh Johnson back in the league again. You saw that? Tom Savage got hurt for the Lions, hurt his head or something, concussion. Mm-hmm. Josh Johnson, back in the league. He was in the league last year with the Redskins. Had been out the league 5 years. But the thing I remember about him is...
So he better than Kaepernick?
No.
Why Kaepernick?
Exactly. But the thing I will say about him, that I do know this for a fact, years ago, I listened to Marvin Lewis and a couple of the prominent offense coordinators around the league. They said that this dude right here is just a walking playbook. He's good. They say he's good just to have on your team because he can run your practice. He can run your scout teams. He knows offenses. And when you're playing another team the next week, he can break down what they're doing. He's like another coach in that quarterback room. So that's why he's kept a job for so long, because he ain't never really been no prominent starter ever. Mm-hmm. Michael Vick's cousin, I think. No, that might be saying that wrong, but he's related to somebody in the league. Your linebacker. But you ain't watch no highlights. You ain't see your linebacker get off, did you?
Yeah, Bush got off.
Nah, you ain't see that. You ain't watch no highlights.
Yeah, it did.
Nah, you ain't watch no highlights, though.
Watch no highlights. But they showed they were breaking him down on NFL.
But he watched the highlights.
No, that ain't no highlight of the game. They just showed on NFL Network. They were showing
how the highlights from the game?
No, they just showed how he looked pretty good.
Did they show anything that he did in that first preseason game?
Yeah.
So they showed some highlights from the game.
Yeah, they showed them.
So you watched some highlights from the game?
No, but not no game.
This man right here. You did watch the highlights. He ain't got no other film. That's his first time ever putting the NFL.
I know, but I'm saying I didn't watch no offense play. I watched him on defense, and they breaking that down. I don't watch preseason.
Yeah, dude, he stuck his nose in there, man. Pretty doggone good. His nose in there, man. Pass interference challenges, man. You like it or not?
Nope.
Why not?
Judgmental.
You don't like that if a call gets made.
What can you review?
I mean, when you review it, you see
every time it's gonna look like a pass interference. More than likely.
You think?
They doing something illegal on every play, one way or the other.
Yeah, but at the point of attack.
What if you review a defensive pass interference, but it be offensive pass interference? What can they do?
They reverse it.
But do they call the offensive pass interference?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I ain't know
that. Yeah. You know how, like, all the years we always say, man, they ought to be able to review that. That's so blatant. Now you got that opportunity. But I don't know. I think that just destroys the integrity of the game. Because it's like in a high-pressure-packed situation, it might be a call that get made. You'd be like, oh, man. Everybody's yelling. When a ball goes up and it's incomplete or something goes on and the offense guy doesn't catch it, if you're rooting for the team on offense, what do you always say, no matter what? Pass interference, right?
Yeah.
And if you're rooting for the defense... You always say, no interference.
Yeah, that, like that.
And now they're breaking it down and making it, you know.
That's not as judgmental. Man.
Yeah, it just.
It don't smell right.
I just don't know about that, man. I don't know how well that's going to work
out.
You
think you be done one, and then
they got to call, yeah.
Come on, man. It's in the referee. You got the fate of the game in the end.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Exactly. Man, I don't want that.
Because you can't play a perfect game like... Trying to make the game too perfect, it just takes away from the whole aspect of playing the game. it's going to be missed calls.
Right.
It's going to be, you know, blown situations. Just like, you know, you can look at a pass interference, and if you review it, you might go back and see that the ball got tipped by a fingernail. No pass interference then. Right. They've been doing that, seeing if a ball got tipped. They'll challenge something else, but they had to challenge what? Challenge a spot or challenge something else?
Check it out. The ball's been touched.
Man. Say your boy Andrew Luck is still feeling pain in that calf.
It's a wrap.
That's scary, that man. Still feeling pain in there? After all this time?
I'm looking forward to something happening drastic. I know you want something to happen to him.
Nah, I'm not rooting against him because he's over there in my division, and we can't never beat Andrew Luck. Right. I ain't worried about him not playing. I'm not hopeful that he's out at all.
You better be. You better be.
Man, I got my shoelaces, toes, fingers, and ears crossed.
Yeah, you better hope.
I don't wish no injury on nobody. But you gonna need if he out a little while, I'm okay with it.
I know you are.
If he out for a couple games, I'm okay with it. Get that division going, get the lead, pad it to where they can't catch us. I'm down with that because we can't beat them.
Right.
Can't beat them. Can't beat Andrew Luck, man. Can't touch him. Never could beat Peyton Manning. Couldn't touch him. Never sacked him. With the great defense. Man, your boy, your best friend, the man you admire, the guy you look up to, the one you got the poster on the wall for, 045, Mr. Donald Trump, your president.
You crazy.
He say Kaepernick deserves a chance to be back in the NFL if he's good enough. He always got to stir some stuff, don't he, man? He going to say that, then throw the little knife part in there if he's good enough.
Yeah, but the thing is,
there's some trash quarterbacks.
He's probably the one telling them don't sign him.
He is the one telling them don't sign him. He is.
You know this.
He is, man.
He was really mad about that.
Absolutely. He made the call to his billionaire friends. Hey, y'all don't need to have this guy making us look bad.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you in the NFL trying to hold up for that. Then you got owners like Stephen Ross. You got the guy that owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year did the same exact thing. Hosted a benefit dinner for Donald Trump. But then also on the flip side of it, that's why Kenny Steele spoke out. He was like, also, are you trying to talk about, you know, promoting equality and make a change, but at the same time, you are hosting the guy that is 1,000% against equality. You think he is or not? I think we asked you that before. Is he really against equality, or is he just playing up the part to drum up votes and stroke the egos of those racist people that can keep him in office?
Just like to stir the pot.
And stirring the pot in that negative way is what's keeping him up there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. A little crazy there, man. Kyler Murray, you seen the highlights on him?
Nah, I ain't seen it. He looked good.
In a limited role. I'm limited, you know.
I did see some highlights on the Redskins quarterback. And he didn't look bad.
Haskins? Yeah. They focused on the two interceptions, which were bad interceptions. But
they all had him. Yeah. Peyton Manning led the league. I downplay interceptions.
Yes.
But I like his arm.
And speaking of interceptions, no, Haskins, he's got a good arm. I saw that.
Like the arm.
Yeah, he got a good arm. You're right. Peyton came in throwing a bunch of interceptions. Went, what, 1-15 his first year? Something like that. Bruce Arians broke it down. He said, I had Big Ben. He named all the guys he's had. He said, what you think Big Ben did when he first came in here? He said he was throwing picks to a point where we limited his opportunity to throw the ball.
Right.
Because of that. Because he had to learn it. And he was like, you know, if you look at the course of it, what he was doing, he was comparing James Winston to people talking about his turnovers and stuff. He said, the great ones that throw it around a lot, that chuck it a lot, they throw a lot of interceptions. He said, so you look at the Big Bens, the Peyton Manners, the Tom Brady's, he said, the interceptions in those first years are about the same. I think Bruce Arians is going to get James Winston right, man.
Hey, man, listen.
I think he's going to get him right.
The man is a quarterback guru.
The whisperer.
He's the guy. The whisperer. He's the guy on quarterbacks. Big Ben wouldn't be Big Ben without him. That offense was so prolific, man. With him, man. If we had a good offense with B.A.
B.A. gave him a nickname, huh?
Yeah, that's what they call him, B.A.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians.
Quarterback risk whisperer, that's what they're saying. We're going to see. Need a big year out of James.
Oh, he concentrating this year because he know what time it is.
Sound like Bradenton gave up his fight, this article I'm reading on his helmet. Sound like Bradenton gave up his fight for his helmet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So AB went to the arbitrators on Friday. While Dottie there talking about he just won't play. And then on top of that, said that, this was funny, said that the league is going to be liable if he get a head injury.
Oh, yeah.
But you ain't going to play if you don't get the helmet. So how the league going to be liable? Bluffing?
That pen got stuck in
him. Let the air out of him, huh?
Yeah, man, you bad, but you ain't that bad.
Walk away from $30 million.
Ain't nobody that bad.
Nobody. What kind of shoes would you have to have on to walk away from $30
million? No, what kind of feet you got to have. And the kind he got. With a whole leather padding up on
them. The headline them blew out of them, man.
Man.
Man, that boy feet, man, is messed up, man. Is there still any report out there, what happened? Yeah, how he got it?
He got a, yeah, what's the name?
Frostbite?
Yeah.
From what?
That cryostasis machine, some kind of machine like that.
So he stayed in it too long?
Yeah, that's what it was, something like that.
Man.
So he should be suing that company.
There you go. Unless he got one at home and did it himself, probably.
No, I don't think he's that dang crazy to have one of them at home.
Man, I read a report on like one of the employees dying in one of them things. You ever heard of that? Mm-mm. Yeah, so the girl was in there, right? And she ended up... I guess before they closed up, she was going to do her one, like get in there where it goes, like 0 degrees. It gets super, super cold. Mm-hmm. I went in one, I want to say out there in San Jose. But anyway, so she was going to do it herself, which you're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah?
And she closed herself in there and locked her in there. And
she locked it?
She closed the door. You got to have somebody to open it to get her out. So the girl, I have to look the story up. But anyway, she went in there at the close of business. Did it, couldn't get out of there, died. Found her the next morning. Rock solid. That's a terrible way to go. Terrible way to go.
And you know what she was doing.
What?
You know the company already told her don't be doing that. She's sneaking and doing it.
Snuck and got caught, didn't she?
Yeah, I'm telling you what she did. That's common sense telling you she done snuck up one in.
Yeah, what?
With nobody doing? Around. Come on, man. I ain't doing that by myself.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Yeah, I'm trying to look the article up now. Yep, 24-year-old Nevada woman froze to death in a cryotherapy chamber. Yep, exactly what happened.
So she couldn't beat her way out of there.
I do know that she was alone closing the shop up. And then she did go into the machine and apparently did not turn off. So she was locked in it. The owner said it's very frustrating to know because, you know, there are no cameras in there due to, you know, not wanting to film nudity of the customers. And basically the only person that knows what happened is her. Could have been a hit.
I know it's sad.
That's crazy, man.
And a terrible way to go out.
Terrible. Senseless way to go out. Man, man, man. But yeah, I wouldn't do that, man. If I'm going to a big freezer, you know what I'm saying? Remember the girl in Chicago? Everybody was looking for her and they yelled foul play and all that stuff. And the video camera shows she just got drunk and stumbled her way into the freezer in that hotel.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not going into no freezer unless somebody's there because what if you go into this freezer and the door locks on you? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do it. Ain't no way. So, B.A., you wouldn't give up... Well, not give up anything, but you wouldn't take A.B. back right now on the Steelers.
Of course not.
Man, you lying, man. You wouldn't take A.B. back right now?
Dez, you know I was telling you he needed to be gone last year.
You wouldn't take him back?
I'm going to tell you when I wanted him gone. When we was in the playoffs.
Feeling Mike Tomlin?
Yeah, when we beat the Patriots.
That was before he got his money, wasn't it?
No, he had a contract. When he was filming Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin said, "Don't be all on social media."
He was filming it right there.
And I was like, "He's bigger than the team. He think he's bigger than the team."
To even do that, you don't even have to tell a professional player not to do that.
In the locker room.
And he did.
Filming what the coach said. And if you're going to film him on live, make sure you let the coach see you filming him on live.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cold-blooded, yeah.
So he can say what he want to say and not have to have nobody, you know, say, be cautious.
He can be cautious instead of saying what they usually say behind closed doors. What it
of course we don't like the Patriots. Of course we're talking bad about the Patriots in the locker room.
But we don't want to get
of course we're using them as motivation.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Behind closed doors. Right. Did you see the... I'm going to post it. I'm gonna tag you in it. I'm going to put it on your Facebook. Vlad Jr. had a bat against Chapman. 13 pitcher bat.
Yeah, I saw it.
That boy gonna be something to deal with.
Yeah, but he gonna have to drop by 20 or 30 pounds.
He gonna have to. I already read a report about how he was talking about, you know, cleaning up his diet and getting onto a new regimen this offseason.
Man, can you imagine him by 30 pounds slimmer?
Man, he would be hard to deal with. Golly. He got a standing ovation for a ground out double play ball after that at bat.
Yeah, 13 pitches, that's a lot.
Fouling off 101, 102, 103 mile an hour fastballs.
He's seeing it good, buddy.
Man. Fouling straight back, too. That's crazy to me, man. So, week two of the preseason, you ain't studying the preseason, you ain't watching it, you all baseball. You don't want to hear nothing about it.
I'm all baseball.
Hey, basketball, a little basketball before we close out. Team USA thing? What?
Don't nobody want to play with.
What's the... Why?
Ain't no compensation in it.
Everybody, man. You know, your boy, I heard somebody on the radio said that...
And then they turned Carmelo down, though.
Turned Carmelo down. Jerry Colangelo said he needs to rebuild himself in the NBA, not with Team USA.
That don't make any sense. That don't even make sense.
It makes no sense. This would be an opportunity to rebuild yourself, right? And help the country out. But you got Kimba Walker and who's the other person I want to say? Dude on radio said, man.
There's no reason for them not to do it. They done got their money.
Listen. But it's Kimba and somebody else are the most prominent names out there right now. The dude from Boston. What's his name? The young boy. The young kid. Came from Duke. Tatum.
Oh, Jason Tatum.
He's out there. Dude said, man, I don't want to turn my TV on and watch them play for the country. Even if I pull up at the house drinking Starbucks and they playing in my driveway. He said, this team is terrible. He said, it is whack. Might as well just go ahead and forfeit and don't even play. Nobody playing. No star power. So you think with that, even with them being the B-grade stars playing on that team, you think they win it?
Yeah. Got to add a chemistry, but yeah, they'll win.
You think?
Yeah, man.
I think it'll be a struggle. I think it's going to be one of those
situations. I ain't saying it's going to be easy.
No, I think it's going to be one of them situations like it was before they went and got Carmelo and LeBron and all them that first time. They're going to struggle. Simple as that. Well, anyway, man, this is, let's see, it's week two. Preseason is kicking up, so we'll make sure to jump back and do another episode on Dumpster Juice Radio sometime towards the middle to the end parts of this week.
People on the street, every snakes, others want to leech. Never care what you make, cause it's in my reach. Every day I wake up and I pray for Black Bowl. Damn, I miss my nigga, that's what really matter most.
All the diamonds in the rollie, yeah, we pray for that. Big y'all full of phones, yeah, we pray for that. Moon mama in the ghetto, yeah, we pray for that. And all my niggas locked down, I hope we make it back. Know that we miss y'all, got them hating that. Yo, we wish forever, got them hating that. Yo, ballin' on them, got them hatin' that. Yo, we niggas in the hangin'.
They know it ain't nobody trouble. Yeah, lonely at the top, but I'm uphill. Yeah, ain't no feeling in this world better than this one. Yeah, I'ma lose around before I let them kill me. Can't let my family down, man, that's to kill me. If I give you it all, well, I'ma give my children. Like a pat down, gotta feel me. Ain't where I wanna be now, but I will be. Hustle hard, get the paper, never start, never quit. I'm on top of my shit. Like a fly on my school. I went hard for this shit.
And all my niggas locked down, I hope you make it back. Know that we miss y'all. Got them hating that, yo. We wish forever, got them hating that, yo. Ballin' on them, got them hating that, yo. We niggas and they hating that. My closest homie got me rolling with one in the head. I got the joke, but disagreed on the that he said. What happened to the perfect picture? That's what you get for trying to work with niggas. If it's the other side, then that's what it is. After every murder, celebrating off and live. How you jealous of the swag? When every bird I got fronted, I broke it in half. Every Sunday on my phone, watching TD Jakes. Read scriptures to my soul, help me see the snakes. Drop the top on the farm when the fair's out. Acting like FCI ain't giving bears out. Just to think about my youngin', it just give me chills. Niggas jeopardize they weed just to drop a grill. Glorified snitch niggas who be cutting deals. Let them go against the code for a dollar bill. All the diamonds in the rollie, yeah, we pray for that.